Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to an SOB edition of Prime Time. Suk, Ortner, and Buckley here. Isaac out in Las Vegas. He's supposed to be back on Thursday. Might mean that he's gone the rest of the week. We'll have to see about that. Going to get into our baseball bratwurst a little bit later as Suk and I are rewatching the highlights of the Game 7 of the Dominican League last night. That was absolutely electric. I know you have your own unique international baseball experiences. That was something fun.
If baseball wants to grow in the country, and look, baseball's fine, right? They make record revenue every year, but there's always talk of they want baseball to grab a bigger audience. Go look at international baseball. I'm telling you.
It's fun.
Watch. I've seen games in the islands. I've seen games in Mexico. I've seen games in Japan. I've seen games in Korea. They are infinitely more fun to be. Not even close. We could take a page out of any one of those leagues, and you would instantly make Major League. Now, not for old, crudgy white guys that would be pissed, but I'm telling you, that is a much better experience going to an international game. And the highlights coming out of the is that the Dominican League?
Yeah, the Dominican League. It's a 6-team winter league, and it was the final. It was Game 7 of that series. And when I saw the highlights last night, I first, and we'll get into this later. We'll play the clips and all that. But when I saw the highlights, I thought that the celebration was because it was a walk off.
Yeah,
it was still the top of the ninth inning. There was more game to be played.
Plenty of time.
They celebrated like it was Y2K. It was quite unbelievable. We will get into that a little bit later. But right now, I want to go back to conference championship weekend. And you referenced this question that people are bringing up today, which is a silly one. Should Sean McDermott be fired, or should a John Harbaugh, who's not been able to get over the hump, get fired because they can't beat the Chiefs? And I don't know that that's a reasonable question to ask, but I do think after watching what Mahomes and Reed continue to do and only seeing them get toppled by the Bengals that one time, my question now becomes, if you're a team, at least in the AFC, it feels like so much of football is we're focusing on us. We're doing what we want to do. We want to dictate things.
Sure.
Here's how we want to be. But is there some part of you that needs to now start to engineer your team to be able to beat that team specifically? Or what do you do to compete with them? I know that's a really broad stroke question to ask, because it doesn't seem as simple as, oh, just change your head coach or call a different play.
Sure. Like, first off, let's address the Sean McDermott stuff. Sean McDermott is a really, really good coach. And, you know, since he took over, the Bills are one of the winningest franchises in the NFL. Problem is they're running into a true dynasty, and this happens all the time. Like, again, go ask Karl Malone and John Stockton or Charles Barkley or any one of the other guys. You know, luckily for Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler, Jordan retired. Like, sometimes you run into these people. Think about how many people would have Super Bowls if it wasn't for Tom Brady, right? So can we first address the fact that it's really hard to beat arguably the greatest dynasty in the history of the NFL, right? If they finish this off and it's 4-what? That'd be 4 and 5 years or 4 and 6 years?
I think it'd be 4 and 6. Because they missed it 1 year, they lost one, yeah, and then,
so,
yeah.
So 4 and 6, 3 in a row, never been done. Mahomes would have the greatest start to any quarterback in history, and really would already, after a short career, already be staking his claim to the greatest to ever do it. Certainly, I think if he wins this, you tuck him in behind Tom Brady. And I think a lot of people said if you had one game to win, I think people would take Mahomes over Brady. So we're in some really rarefied air here. So I always laugh when people ask, like, they make a big deal about, oh my God, like, what things do you have to do to beat this unbeatable team? It's like, how do you knock out Mike Tyson or Muhammad Ali in its prime? First off, it's really effing hard. So let's acknowledge that. That it's not like you're going to do one or two things and instantly it's going to be done. But let's not also act in the same breath that Kansas City is just this juggernaut that under no circumstances can be stopped.
They're not this indomitable beast. No. Like you could beat them.
Buffalo lost that game by a matter of inches. San Francisco was driving to win that game last year in the Super Bowl. And what happened?
San Francisco also had a 10-point lead on them in the fourth quarter in a different Super Bowl.
And gacked it away, right? We've seen this. We've seen teams, the Buffalo Bills a couple years, when Josh Allen drove down and scored, that game was over. And there was, what, 19 seconds left? I think was it 17 or 19 seconds? And they went down and got into position for a field goal.
I think it was only 13.
Was it 13?
13.
Whatever it was. So, like, let's not act like Kansas City is just mowing teams over and teams can't be competitive. The difference is what we were talking about yesterday, is the difference is in the margins. This is the most buttoned up, don't beat ourselves team, and then you have arguably the most special player of all time in Pat Mahomes. But we've seen different versions. A couple years ago, this whole new craze that everyone's running in the NFL right now of two high safeties, cover two, keep everything in front, why did that come to be? Because they didn't want to play the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. Kansas City used to be this just high-flying, throw the ball downfield, Mahomes runs around and hucks the ball down to Tyreek Hill and Hardman and all these other speedsters, and teams were like, okay, you're not doing it on us anymore. We're playing too high. We're keeping everything in front. We're going to keep you in the pocket, and we're going to make you go 5 to 10 yards at a time. And Kansas City, for a while, kind of got bogged down with that. If you look at Mahomes' regular season numbers, they kind of they are not what they were back at the beginning of his career.
They've at least plateaued, if not dipped some.
Yes, teams have made it. And the beauty part about Kansas City is this is why Kansas City is the best organization, or the best, because their organization actually is not that great, but they have Andy Reid, they have a great GM, and they have
their front office.
Their front office. And so they got together and said, okay, well, we need to adapt what we're going to be. And they sat down with Patrick Mahomes and said, we're going to sacrifice some of the numbers and we're going to change the way you play. Think about that. They took the best quarterback in the NFL and said, we're going to do things differently. And he listened. Mm-hmm. And then they took the best receiver in the NFL and Tyreek Hill and said, sorry, man.
Can't afford you.
Can't afford you. You want to be paid like that. The game, by the way, is changing and teams are taking you away. Thanks for coming. Cool. We'll take our chances. And all they've done is won 2 Super Bowls since he left. And now they're in there for the third. So Kansas City keeps evolving and changing with the times.
And that, I think, is why you can't just be like, oh, well, we're going to fire our coach.
Exactly.
It has less to do with the fact these other teams are running into what others perceive as the same wall. It's a different wall every time.
Yes. So I think the idea of how do you beat Kansas City, it's the same way you beat any really good team in the NFL. Like, there is a model, basically, on how to be a good franchise in the NFL. And the first one is, the first two components are good GM, good coach, mm-hmm. right? You have to have synergy between those two.
Yep.
You have to find an elite quarterback. Now, there are people that try to build with good quarterbacks. See Detroit, Seattle, Pittsburgh is trying to do this right now. New Orleans is trying to do it. Atlanta, Minnesota. So you can do that, but ultimately winning in this league
and
is...
And how many teams are doing that successfully? At least like championship level successfully. They're not.
Not many. Once in a while it happens. Like Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers. Trent Dilfer won one. But again, you're talking about
feels
historically.
Feels like recently it's either been, you know, the guy on the rookie contract still, or yeah. It's the other way.
So you find good GM, find good head coach, find elite quarterback, and then you draft really, really well. And you know, teams that do that, and by the way, Buffalo does this, Baltimore does this, the 49ers do this, a lot of good teams out there do this, and those are the teams that have become the competitors to the Kansas City Chiefs, and you are getting close to that. It's just that, you know, when it comes down to it, Kansas City is 2% better than all of those teams, and normally in the NFL, when you get these, we always say that when you win a lot of close games and you find ways to kind of eke these things out, you usually regress back to the average. And Kansas City is the one true outlier. And so this is just my working theory on it, is with Kansas City, you have what you have in a lot of these teams. You have an elite franchise with an elite coach, an elite GM. You look at the way they have turned over this roster and the guys that they have brought in smart free agency, by the way, not dumb overspending free agency, which we see like the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. And they never reach for people in trades. They never give up a bunch of assets.
Yep.
But you look at everything from Bolton and Gay to Karloftis to Snead to McDuffie to Xavier Worthy, to bringing in Kareem Hunt, to Edwards-Helaire, to Pacheco. They've rebuilt their offensive line three different times. These are all people that either came from the draft or in smart free agency moves that they picked up. Philadelphia is another one with this.
Yep.
They got Zach Bond this year, who was a cast-off no one gave a damn about.
Yep.
He's a defensive player of the year candidate,
yeah.
Right? You know, they go out and take Saquon Barkley. The Giants are like, yeah, you're beat up. You're kind of...
You're a little bit too expensive. We can't really use you the way we want to. And then okay. Now he's like offensive player of the year.
Right. And then look at the way they've built their O-line and look at the draft they've had with Jalen Carter and Smith and all the Georgia players. By the way, they drafted two all-pro corners this year in Mitchell, the kid out of Toledo, and Cooper DeJean. Both of those guys, as rookies,
yep,
are playing at Pro Bowl levels.
Yep.
Like, that's how you do it. So I don't think there's a big difference between the Ravens and the Chiefs and the Eagles and these teams. The difference is 15.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The difference of why Kansas City, in my mind, keeps making the 2% more plays. Mahomes on one side and Spags. I think Spags does not get, you know, no, we're talking about the Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. The last two Super Bowls to me are more about the Chiefs defense than the Chiefs offense. They have been a dominant defense and their offense plays good enough. And then on third down and in big clutch moments, they turn to 15 and they say, hey, be Superman.
Yeah.
And he, more than any other player, maybe in NFL history, he's the best third down, fourth down quarterback I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And then in big pressure moments, what does Spags do? They ran that pressure look against Buffalo. They ran that, I think, four times in that game and never brought the pressure once. And you know he sat there, Spags, all game and was like,
I'm like a tiger laying in wait. Just waited
just
and waited and waited. Yep.
And the moment they needed it, he's like, here's a look you've seen a handful of times. Oh, and by the way, now I'm bringing it. He did it last year against the 49ers to close them out. All that guy does is dial that up. And so that's what I'm saying. It's the 2% difference. Is Mahomes light years better than Lamar and Josh Allen? No, but he is slightly better. Is Spags in the big moments slightly better than the other defensive coordinator, or in this case, the offensive mind coming up with schemes to stop him? Yes. Is Andy Reid, with time to prepare, one of the best coaches? So you have this weird confluence of events where you are just, you are 1 to 2% better in these three little key areas. And that's the difference. And you add those up, that's where you win in the margins. So this idea of what you do to beat Kansas City, you have to be better in the little attention to detail. And if I can point to any game in the that they've played close in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, and we can probably point to two or three plays, and if one of those plays gets made by the other team, we're not talking about this dynasty. Mm-hmm. So I think it's to me almost... it's impossible to say what do you need to beat Kansas City, because it's already there. You just need your team in those big moments, yep, to make one extra play. And we're talking about this differently. But that's how hard it is in the NFL to consistently make that one play. And that's why Kansas City maybe goes down as the greatest dynasty in modern NFL history, because they consistently do it. But
and as you've mentioned, they never make themselves vulnerable. It's always the other team,
yes,
that steps, that trips, that trips up first.
And they don't make dumb, they don't turn, yeah, the ball over. They don't have a lot of dumb penalties, right? And that goes back to they're just a buttoned up team.
Yep. Top to bottom. Well, now is as good a time as any to remind you that it is time to enter the Daily Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Entering is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 1080 The Fan or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. The winner of this national contest will receive travel and accommodations for four. That's the winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000 in spending money. That's $5,000 for each of you to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Come back each day and listen for another hour to add another chance to win. Keep listening for more info or go to 1080thefan.com. Okay, coming up next, coaching carousel is big in the NFL right now. Still one vacancy, and actually some reports today about that one vacancy in New Orleans. But what it takes to be a head coach. One guy who was just recently an interim opened up at his first press conference. I want to get Sook's thoughts on that as we tee up some coaching carousel news, and then careen into in the news, the Hot 5 at 5, and our baseball bratwurst. That's all coming up a little bit later in the show. But first, Ortner has this Sports Center update.